We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's welcome in Brian Baldinger. Baldy is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body, the Bay Area leader in collision repair. Baldy, I just took a look at the play you diagrammed and explained, the 4th-and-1 with Marshawn Lynch, where Bosa was just you're the expert. He was rock solid. He was just rock solid, I mean, man.
He abused Tyrone Swoops there. Okay. I mean, he was just in the way, you know, and so he just tossed him out of the way, and then he squared up and took on Marshawn, and I thought it was a pivotal play. You know, you always talk about the end of the game, but sometimes a lot of plays along the way that things could have changed at the end of the game, you know, if you'd maybe just kicked a field goal. I mean, I know you got Marshawn Lynch there and you figure you're going to make it, but, you know, they stopped him on 4th-and-1 and 4th-and-2 yesterday.
Brian, I just want to ask you a little bit about Bosa, because obviously this is what you study game in and game out. It seems to me the thing that he is just incredible at is picking himself up off the ground in the middle of a play. He reminds me of a cat almost, how quickly he can pop up while he's down and then get to full speed. Yeah. I mean, not many guys can do that, correct?
No. I mean, he's a different talent. In fact, you know, I mean, he's probably better than his brother. He's probably stronger, and I think his reflexes are quicker, you know, but he is younger, and he's had a lot less, you know, hits than Joey has. But, I mean, when you watch him, I mean, he's just elite, and people change their protections to try to handle him, and, you know, they do a lot of different things to him, but he's just relentless. I mean, he played all but 9 snaps last night, and, you know, at a fevered, you know, pitch. And so he makes a lot of plays that really just don't show up in the, you know, in the stat page. You know, just, I mean, Russell Wilson was chased all day long yesterday. And, you know, he's great at it. He's great. He never gets tired, and he makes so many plays on the move, but, I mean, he moved him off the spot a bunch throughout the night.
Baldy, I go back to the Monday night game here between these two teams, the last Monday night game where Seattle won in overtime. Clowney wrecked the Niners' offensive line. He had people calling the show talking about Staley was old. He looked old. We're worried. And there was some legit – that was legit to me. But last night, what I saw from Staley, he looked like he was moving furniture when it came to one-on-one with Clowney. You played this game. You know what it takes. We're spectators. Are you at all shocked that Staley bounced back and did what he did to Clowney last night?
No, I mean, Clowney, you know, he didn't really play that much, to be honest with you. He didn't play a lot of snaps, not like I thought he might. I mean, I think he's still trying to work himself back into shape after his – variety of injuries, but I thought Joe played really well. I thought everybody up front played well last night, but I thought Joe played one of his better games this year, and he has struggled with some injuries this year and coming back from injuries, but I think that I think you saw a really good Joe Staley last night. He was on his feet. He fought hard in there, and you know, I thought they played a really good, you know, really good game. And I thought the reason why this was such an important game was there's no other team in this tournament that has played 13 straight weeks like the 49ers. And I think that a week rest for everybody, you know, and I don't know how many guys are going to get back, but a week rest right now for this team, I think, whether it's Nick Bosa or Richard Sherman or anybody right now, Joe Staley, I mean, I think they're all going to benefit by just freshening up right now.
Yeah, Baldy, it looks like the Niners are optimistic that Dee Ford and Tukwoski Tart will be back for that division around playoff game a couple Saturdays from now. We're talking about Nick Bosa, obviously one of the best rookies in this past draft class, but the other two rookies on this team, and that's why I think John Lynch should get votes for Executive of the Year. His draft picks have been phenomenal. Fred Warner's been really good, but last night two rookies really put out a show on Sunday Night Football. Deebo Samuel, who I love, and then Dre Greenlaw, 5th-round draft pick out of Arkansas. Dre Greenlaw, not just the last play, Baldy, but damn, he was everywhere last night.
He was. You know, and just think about it. I mean, you know, their high-priced free agent was Quan Alexander. And, you know, he goes out, you know, I don't know, halfway through the season, a little bit before that. And, you know, Dre gets thrown in there. and all he's done is getting better. And you can just see the communication with him and Fred inside. I mean, they're a really good tandem. I mean, they talk all the time. They're great communication. They know what they're doing. But even on that last play, you know, where he makes the hit, that play, you know, he's in zone coverage, and so he's, you know, he's got more responsibility than just what he does. I mean, he's got to be able to hold off the seam. He's got other responsibilities, but he gets back to the ball. He gets back to the catch and then makes a stick hit. I mean, just stones him right there and doesn't allow Hollister to get the ball over the goal line. I mean, he saves, you know, they're a fifth seed going to Philadelphia if he doesn't make that hit. Now, there was a ton of other plays that he made in between, but that hit, you know, they're on a plane on probably Friday coming to Philadelphia to play, and they don't feel probably very good about themselves, not winning the division, and who knows what's going to happen. So, I mean, they all owe him a big round of applause and probably a night out and the whole thing after what he did, you know, to really save that number one seed for him.
Baldy, how important do you think the number one seed is? Do you consider the 49ers right now the favorite to get to the Super Bowl in the NFC?
I think it's huge, Steiny. I mean, I really do. You know, I think that, you know, the Eagles got the number one seed a couple of years ago. It all went through there.
Mm-hmm.
And they really, you know, they knew how important it was to get that, you know, and even without Carson Wentz at the end, they wanted that number one seed. You know, the Saints had it last year. We know what happened down there. It's big. It's really big. You get the week off. You don't have to travel. You're going to get the best home field that they've had since, you know, I don't know, in 20 years. I mean, it's going to be the best home field at Levi that we've seen. So it's everything is big. And I saw the Saints yesterday, and they're, you know, they're just a complete team in every phase, from the Pro Bowl kicker to returner to the quarterback, the whole thing. But, you know, I think they're just a little bit less effective outside of the dome than they are on the road. I mean, I just think everybody would be. And so I think it's huge, but the week off is what I think you're going to see. Even I thought they played great in the first half last night, on both sides of the ball, but I think you'll see that type of play for four quarters, whoever they play next.
Yeah, Baldy, I got to be honest with you. I'm watching that game at half thinking Seattle may not score. What did Russell Wilson do in Seattle's offense to put up 21, which could have almost been 28 in the second half?
I mean, he just refused to buckle. I mean, he was chased. He was hit. But he was never rattled. And, you know, when he moves, well, the design of the defense of what Robert Saleh wants to do, what the call is, it, after two and a half seconds when he starts to move, I mean, it all changes. And then it's just a scramble drill. And Tyler Lockett was awesome getting open in the end zone against great coverage of Akella Witherspoon right there. I mean, it's just the throws were unbelievable, one after another. And I think he almost plays better when he's on the move. Now, he can throw it with the best of them from the pocket, but his vision gets better when it's not obstructed. And when he moves, I mean, everything just slows down, and you can see how the defense just kind of falls. It doesn't fall apart. It's still good. They're still plastering their players. But he just gives them an extra second, an extra 2 seconds to force them to cover.
Baldy, how about that number 10 guy, Jimmy Garoppolo, man, going up to Seattle for the first time in his young career, goes up there, and he looked flawless, especially early on, only four completions. Garoppolo and George Kittle, they really had the rapport going on. Kittle setting the tone physically with his run blocking and pass blocking, and Jimmy Garoppolo just being cool as a cucumber there up in Seattle last night.
Well, you know, I mean, look, that's as tough a place to go play, and they know what it was all about up there. They're smart fans. They've been to Super Bowls. I mean, you didn't see illegal procedures. You didn't see offsides. You didn't see any of that stuff. I mean, they stood in there and, you know, they really were disciplined. And I thought Jimmy was, you know, what I think I've been saying just about every week. I mean, he's a stud. I mean, he handled it all. There's so many subtle things that he does in the passing game and play action pass game that's really, unless you just fine tooth comb it and really slow it down, you don't even notice it, but the defense notices it. You know, Kittle was unbelievable. You know, this Deebo Samuel, I mean, he's as good as there is in his business. He could probably be a starting running back, you know, in this league.
Baldy, who does he remind you of, Deebo Samuel? I see Anquan Boldin. I see your old friend Sterling Sharp in Deebo Samuel. Who does he remind you of?
I've told him that he reminds me of Sterling. Now, you know, Sterling was putting up 100 catches a year in Green Bay, and he's not going to put those kind of numbers up. He doesn't need to. But he's like Sterling after the catch. He's physically – he's not going out of bounds. He's looking to stay in bounds, run people over, And he is, I mean, he hits top speed in a hurry, and he can make people miss in a hurry. I mean, there's nothing about him that isn't sudden. And he loves having the ball in his hands, whether it's after a catch or whether it's handing off to him. You know, he's got 14 runs this year. He's averaging over 11 yards a run. You know, these fly sweeps, I mean, he just outruns the pursuit, and he's just running through people right now.
Baldy, where are you going to be next weekend?
Well, I'm heading to London on Thursday. I'm doing all the analysis for Sky TV over in London. So
look at you.
I'll be in a studio watching all these games and breaking it down for the international feed in England and Abu Dhabi and all over the world. So it's going to be fun.
Jeez, Baldy, you're international now, man. You're a star.
I should be international, man. I'm my teeth over there.
I take it you've been to London a few times.
I like getting paid in pounds. I got to admit, pounds are big.
Have fun, Baldy. We love you, and look forward to catching up with you next week.
I'll talk to you guys next week. You got it.
All right, Brian Baldinger, Baldy's Breakdowns.
Big time.
International Brian Baldinger.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.